Killer Bees, The Wheelhouse, and Charlie Polillo all reside here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 901 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want to thank H&P and Damaris Barbecue for sponsoring Dana there. We had a lot of, that's a half hour of college football. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good half hour of college football. So get back to sports in a minute, but Rolling Stone has put out the 500 best songs ever in history.
In the history of the world.
In the history of rock and roll.
Yep.
In the history of
music.
Modern era. Well, is Beethoven's fifth in it?
Well, I can tell you Billie Holiday's in it.
Well, okay.
So is that modern?
Do you consider modern.
That modern?
Yeah.
Okay.
Compared to Beethoven, yeah.
Yes, I would say starting with, I haven't looked at the top 500, but I have
is
looked
Beethoven's,
at.
Is Beethoven's fifth
I
in
don't
there?
Don't think
How about Roll Over Beethoven? Is that in it?
That one might
be. It might be.
That one might be. I don't think it is, but it might be.
So, historically.
Aaron's cutting some up. We're going to surprise.
Led Zeppelin is going to be.
And Led Zeppelin, not in the top 100.
No Led Zeppelin song is in the top 100.
No Led
Zeppelin. Stairway to Heaven is not in the top 100, is what you're telling me right now.
I am going to tell you the first time a Led Zeppelin. Stairway to Heaven would have to be there.
Yeah.
Let me just put.
Or when the levee breaks or, something.
So Led Zeppelin, 148, Kashmir.
Kashmir, okay.
You've got Whole Lot of Love, 128.
Okay.
You've got, let's see, come on, guys.
But Stairway to Heaven's got to be.
Oh, I'm sorry. Those are, wow. I don't think Stairway to Heaven is in the top 150.
Really?
Too long.
What do you mean it's
Mixed
too
song
long?
That long, you're not going to be in there. That's just it.
So is Jethro Tull's Thick as a Brick number one?
Probably not.
It's not?
No.
But that's an entire album, one song.
Is it really? Is that the deal?
So is Passion Play.
I'm sorry. Stairway to Heaven is 61.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you expect it to be 61 or higher?
Higher.
I would have thought so.
No,
too.
But it's in the top 100.
Yeah, it is in the top 100. That's in the top. It would have to be in the top 100.
Unless it was somebody covering it.
Aaron's going to cut some up. 61. We can do them later. Oh, you ready? Okay. Well, let's do it right now.
Okay.
Here's the top 500 songs from Rolling Stone magazine all time. As you can imagine, with so many different genres. And
we're not playing
taste.
500 songs.
No. This is going to piss everybody off. Like,
So what are you going to play? Number five first?
I can't do a mock draft without pissing off people.
Yeah, play number five first.
Well wait.
And then go down to one.
Hold on a second. I'm going to go top 20. I'll give you some little taste. Top 20. The 20th song, Dancing on My Own by Robin, Swedish disco queen Robin, 2010. I don't even know that song. I don't even know that one. I know all these other ones.
Dancing with myself?
Dancing on My Own.
Same thing.
Is Robin.
I'm
different.
Dancing with myself.
John Lennon, Imagine.
Yeah,
that feels like a top 20.
Yeah,
Prince and the Revolution, Purple Rain.
Okay.
Yeah, I could say one of the Prince songs is going to be in the top 20. Bohemian Rhapsody is 17.
Okay.
Queen.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, Crazy in Love, 2003. I think this is actually before they hooked up, though. That was pretty, that was kind of a big deal.
All right.
I would not have expected that one in the top 20. The Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand, number 15. The Kinks, Waterloo Sunset, I don't even know that song. Number 14.
You probably would know it if you heard it.
Probably if. No, that's. Dancing.
As long as I dance on Waterloo Sunset.
I've heard it. That's top.
That's
14th best all time.
14th all time.
Okay.
Well, I don't believe Hold Your Hand is a top.
How about this one? How about number 13? This is one that, to me, is one of the great movie music of all time and one of our favorite movies, too. Listen to this one. I love just the intro. That's a great song.
The Stones, yeah.
And I'm not a big Stones fan, but that song, and then it's in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
The scene in Goodfellas. phenomenal.
Yeah, that's
number 12.
That deserves
the number 12 song is by someone who is blind. Someone
Stevie
who is
Wonder.
Blind. You sure it's not Ronnie Millsap? You sure it's not Ronnie Millsap?
Yeah, it's going to be Ray Charles or
here's Wonder. Number 12.
Is Stevie Wonder really blind?
Yeah, I feel like he is. How about this one? 13-month-old baby. Funky as hell. Great song.
Yeah.
Great song. I don't like this band at all. Number 11. I don't even play it. The Beach Boys, God Only Knows. Although that was the theme music to Big Love, which was a great show on HBO. If you never watched Big Love, you should get on Big Love. You'd like Bill Paxton. Hey, I can't just have three wives and be left alone. Roman's always coming after me. He's got the three wives, you know. But you should watch it. I think you'd like it.
I probably would.
There's no big butts on it, though, so you may not like it.
Oh, yeah.
Number 10, I think you'll like number 10. This is a song by a group, to me, who's one of the most unique groups of all time. And then this song is just a great blending of two different types
great
of music.
Song.
Went to the they never performed at the Super Bowl. I know you were talking about you wanted them to perform at the Houston Super Bowl in 2004.
Yeah,
I remember us on the radio you talking about that and saying that. Here's number 9. One of the primary members of this group was recently kicked out.
Stevie, nice.
She didn't kick that, but
yeah, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, what's his name? The other guy did with the hair. Lindsey Buckingham.
Wait, they kicked out Mick Fleetwood? No.
No, Lindsey Buckingham got kicked out.
Oh, she got kicked out?
No, Lindsey Buckingham is a dude.
Oh.
It's a dude. You would know him.
Yeah.
Did he die?
No, he didn't die. He complained recently that Stevie Nicks has, like, wasted all of her talent. Just been goofing off being a witch the whole time. Like, why is she just turned into a witch? Like, literally tried to be a...
That's a legitimate question.
It's a legitimate question.
I've seen her like 3 years ago, and she was a witch.
Okay, I love song number 8. I didn't expect it to be in the top 10, but it is an extraordinarily unique song and sound because Timbaland was the producer for this. How about number 8? See if you know this.
Hello. People sing around. Now people gather around. Now people jump around.
She was in Super Bowl 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and people went crazy. Out of nowhere, Missy Elliott showed up again at the Super Bowl. And then there's the extended version
of this. That's number 8?
That's number 8.
Okay.
Hello. Here's number 7. Number 7 is just the Beatles, Strawberry Fields Forever. That feels right?
No, Strawberry Fields Forever isn't.
I wouldn't put, the Beatles being in there.
Their greatest song, the Beatles' greatest song ever is Strawberry Fields Forever?
Nah. I wouldn't think most people would think that.
No.
John Lennon was one of the world's most visible people in 66, but he wrote his most exquisitely lonely song with Strawberry Fields Forever. It opened up a whole new psychedelic era for the Beatles, changing the way pop music was heard and made.
Okay.
That was their reasoning, their rationale.
All right.
Number 6 for political purposes or the sign of the times. This is a great artist. Hold on, don't play it. Great artist, a Motown artist who was killed, who died prematurely, and had a song that was really about the times of what was going on during Vietnam. You're a music fan.
No,
it's not. That's not about here. Listen to this. Maybe you didn't know that's what this is about, but.
Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye.
An exquisite plea for peace on earth sung by a man at the height of crisis. In 70, Marvin Gaye was Motown's top male vocal star, yet he was frustrated by the assembly line role he played on his own.
If you watched on Apple TV 1971, the year that changed music?
No.
He's in it. This is in it. It's huge. It's wonderful.
1971,
It's
on Apple TV?
It's on Apple TV. It's excellent.
You're like a TV junkie now.
Yeah.
You watch...
I watch everything.
I'm John Granato. Let me tell you about John Granato. I'm a TV junkie.
Yeah, I just...
You watch a lot of shows.
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
Yeah, I'm a TV junkie.
Number 5 is probably one of my top 3 all-time. It's just a phenomenal... It was, at the time when I was in school, it was like, it started a whole new movement, and it just was a very powerful and influential song at that time. Very, very powerful. Butch Big is the producer on this one. And I play this for my kids. Like, My daughter and Snacks really got into it. Snacks, they love watching the video, but the videos are a big part of it too. Although Heart Shaped Box scared them, the video with the Christ figure up on the cross. Mahdi
did not like that at all.
Have you ever
not a fan?
Have you ever watched the video of like teenage kids react to stuff from like the late 80s, early 90s, and even 2000s, where they start watching stuff and they're like, "Oh, yeah, this is classic rock." It's like that came out in 2002, you little punk. Shut up.
Although 91 was when Smells Like Teen Spirit came out. Number five, number four was. Were you a Bob Dylan fan?
Not really.
Yeah, I'm not either. Here's Bob Dylan. Although his influence is massive, I guess, historically.
He was a wonderful songwriter, but
like a Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone loves every single list they have has Bob Dylan in the top five of everything.
Number three, I think this is one of my favorite songs that my mom listened to growing up, and I became a big Sam Cooke fan. I'm to this day a huge Sam Cooke fan, but I think this one has gained strength recently because of the social justice movement and stuff like that. I don't think this would have been in the top 10. Here's a Sam Cooke's, it was a number 18 in the top 30. Or I'm sorry, he had 18 top 30 hits since 57. And so Sam Cooke had historically he sang gospel and then he went to play kind of the white guy's music where he would play and he
did you watch One Night in Miami?
I did. And they talk about this. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
I thought the guy who played Ali was really, really good.
Malcolm X got in Sam Cooke's hiney about, well, now, so about those his
are all,
music.
So right. Those are all assumed conversations that happened. The guy who played Sam Cooke, of course, is the great Leslie Odom Jr., who was in Hamilton. He played Aaron Burr in the original Hamilton. I'm a big fan of Leslie Odom's. He also played Sam Cooke and sang the Sam Cooke music. It even talks about here that Sam Cooke made the song. He was inspired by Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind, and what struck Cooke was the challenge implicit in Dylan's anthem. Geez, Cooke mused, a white boy writing a song like that. And that's kind of that get into that One Night in Miami. Yep. Number two was P.E., and this was, to this day, this song kind of holds up, Fight the Power, Public Enemy. And then they had, obviously, a movie by the same, Spike Lee's movie by the same title. And then number one, number one, I'll just let you guess before we get to a break. What do you think? Number one all time. I don't think I would put this number one, but I don't have a problem with it being number one. And they give a whole reason about why, and if you read the whole thing, it makes a little bit more sense. It's actually very, very long. Soul Singer.
Aretha Franklin. Is it Aretha? Really?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Really?
Number one all time, Aretha Franklin. You nailed it. From Columbia Records, 66.
Wow. Respect is the number. Okay.
Okay, how much of this was paid because of the movie, that her biopic that's coming out?
Well, it is coming out, and they go into...
Is the really Rolling Stone going to play a prominent role?
You know who wrote this song? Otis Redding wrote it.
Yeah.
I didn't know Otis Redding wrote Respect, and he recorded it in 65. I didn't realize that. But yeah, Jennifer Hudson's going to play the role of Aretha Franklin.
You think the studio didn't kick them some advertising money?
I don't think, but you know, I don't put anything past anything anymore with product placement.
You're talking about
now.
Rolling Stone here. Come on.
Let me see if they say that there's going to be a movie. I don't think so because I don't see anything about it.
Of course you're not
going to
go out and
movie.
Just say it right out. Like that. Hey, by the way, HPD, I'm going to rob a bank right there at, San Felipe and 610 later on. You might want to be there.
Could have. I mean, it is. Oh my God, that's the song, Aretha Franklin movie, and that's the song that was the number one
of all time.
Yeah, like young people maybe don't know the song all that well, but I think most people have heard that song.
Almost everybody knows that song. All right, when we come back, what's going on in the city of Houston?
I'm a little surprised Clay Walker wasn't in the top. I looked, he's not in the top
50. Football Time in Houston?
Football Time in Houston is actually 103 of the all-time greatest songs. Is 103. And then right ahead of that at 102 is Whoop, There It Is. Well, the Rockets' big songs back in 94.
That is.
And then also, and this is to
you're
me,
gonna be, that's probably a top 500 song.
Number 376, woefully underrated, is We Love Our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State.
By author unknown.
Yeah, by author, by guy on an oxygen tank. If you told me he had an oxygen tank when he gave it to you, right? I mean, he didn't even crack the top 300. He was 378. I think that was sad.
Walking into Minute Maid with his oxygen tank, and he goes, "Hey, John," and he handed me
what ended up being a banger.
Yeah, one of the all time greats.
He handed you an iconic tune, classic that was also known as a banger.
916 ESPN 97.5 92.5. Find out what's going on in Houston next. Right now, though, what about them kids?
Cars for Kids. CarsForKids.org. That's how you get involved with Houston Can Academy. That's who they're partnered up with as a local charity. And the Houston Can Academy is helping young people have a second chance at a diploma. And, you know, for people who have had a hard time learning in traditional settings, they create opportunities and they remove some of the barriers that help kids have young people, I should say, have a second chance at earning a diploma. And that's a big deal, having that success behind you and the opportunity to that stepping stone success to move forward in your life and create a career is a big deal. And here's how you can help. You can go to the website, carsforkids.org, and make a donation. You can look into the cars they have up for auction, or you can donate yours. And that's the best way to help. Donate your car, your truck, your motorcycle, whether it's running or not running. They'll come, they'll haul it off, they'll do the title search and transfer, and then you are going to get a tax write-off. And they'll even give you a $50 gift card, a Visa gift card, when you mention ESPN 97.5. Write off the car and not the kid. Go to carsforkids.org.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 921 on ESPN 97.5. Stevie D joining us from Culture Map. What's up, Stevie?
Man, I love you. Love it when you guys talk music.
That was fun. No, doing a little something different as opposed to what we usually. No Yoko Ono songs in there, no. Stevie D, what is happening? You've been bringing some good info for us.
Well, thank you.
Is there let's do entertainment first.
Oh, you want to bounce entertainment?
Yeah, I can do that. Okay. Is there anything cool happening this
weekend? Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so right now as we speak, gentlemen, it's a car lover's paradise over at NRG. You guys heard about this Barrett Jackson? It is the premier auto auction, luxury auto auction in the USA. I have friends from Louisiana and Florida who have flown in specifically to bid on cars. And we're talking like one-of-a-kind kind of James Bond cars. Tom Cruise's car from Risky Business, the Porsche he drives, that's in there. And it's not just like super fancy. It's also, since it's Texas, you've got renovated like Ford F-150s from like 1956. You've got Broncos. It is ridiculous. We put this up on Instagram yesterday and it blew up because, you know, if you've got the means, this is your chance to get that car that you've always dreamed of. If you make John Granato money, this is your chance to.
Yeah. No, you absolutely.
Well, let me ask you a question, because a lot of times in the fantasy auctions, I'll bid on guys I don't want to win, and I don't have any. I'll just put a bid. If I go out there, can I start by like saying 12,000? Even though I don't want to, I'm not trying to 100%. Win.
Somebody will outbid you probably.
Yeah. Like I want to be in there just being able to say,
what if it starts?
14,500.
What if it starts at 500,000?
I don't want to be.
Go be that guy.
Yeah, no. Somebody will bid more. Maybe.
That's David how I ended up with AJ Dillon.
Yeah, David Gow might.
Okay. No, I don't want to. I just want to be able to say, we'll start the bid right now, 26,000. I go, hip. And they'll go, 26,000, my friend. 26,000. Hip. And I'll just raise my little thing. Yeah. And then I'm out. And then I'm out at like 28,000. I'm out. And it goes to 74,000. And we're good.
John,
I just want to be part of it. Like, what'd you do today, Lance? I was
on Tom Cruise's car.
One of the James Bond cars. Yeah. I got beat out for it. But.
Yeah.
So actually, to your point, they have no reserves. So you can go be that guy. I'll go with you.
Yeah.
We can start like a bidding war. I'll be like the mysterious Middle Eastern guy. He's like, and you're like,
typecasting.
$700.
You got to stay in your lane. Know what you know.
Right.
So that's for the guys. Now, starting tomorrow, this is one of the biggest things to hit the country. Everyone is all about this, all over. It's all over IG. It's all over social media. Van Gogh, the immersive experience. You don't need to know a lot about art for this. If you've seen a Van Gogh painting in your doctor's office, you know it's beautiful. So what they do is they make this three-dimensional immersive. You go in and they're shining these giant imagery this giant imagery on the walls. They've got music, and it's like you're in a life. It's just like the paintings come to life, and you're kind of standing in it, walking in it. It's unbelievable. And if you're a significant
other, where's that?
That's going to happen at Marquee starting tomorrow.
The Marquee, the bar on Richmond?
Oh, no,
I mean,
sorry.
On Bissonnette?
The Entertainment.
The Marquee 3?
No.
Imagine,
no,
he made
Marquee
a bar
Entertainment
reference.
Center. Did you know there's two Houston, you know there's two immersive Van Goghs?
Yeah, so there's a whole story on Culture Map about...
What the hell's going on
no,
there?
There
is?
Yeah.
I just found this out yesterday.
Yeah.
Mark Toon, who runs the Canon, he's got an area over there that they're... This other Van Gogh, I'm like, oh, I thought it was going to be at the Marquee Entertainment Center. And this, and Vance, who was with him, where I was meeting with him, he's like, no, that's a different Van Gogh, immersive Van Gogh. I said, there's two immersive Van Goghs.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah. And when they were taking meetings with me, they were like, oh, no, we're the first one.
Why could, there's a lot of other artists. Couldn't we immerse in somebody else?
Yeah, I could think of a lot of artists I'd like to. Yeah.
What about immersive Picasso?
Whoa, I don't know any I'd like to immerse in, per
well,
se,
no, I
Stevie.
I can think of some, but I probably wouldn't mention on this.
I don't,
it's a morning show, right?
I've never seen a hot artist, but okay, go ahead.
Well, so, so that's...
You
that's,
never saw Frida?
No.
That thing?
We had the unibrow?
Yeah.
The unibrow Frida?
Yeah.
You like that?
No.
You didn't like that?
No, I've never seen that. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
So that's a perfect date night. So if you check out the auto auction, you know, this week, and then take your date to... this Van Gogh immersive experience, I guarantee you. I mean, it is blowing up. It is perfect for your IG story, and it's perfect for that person who loves art. Kings of Leon coming to town to Saturday. That's going to be a really big show, a rocking show. Sylvanesso, another really big band with the Cool Kids. They're coming on Sunday. And then we've got plenty of food stuff coming up.
What?
Okay, so our leadoff hitter, Eric Sandler, the best food writer in town. He's out today for Yom Kippur. Of course, we wish the best for everybody who's celebrating that. But he... sent us off with the word of the weekend, smash burger. John, do you know the difference between a regular burger and a smash burger?
You smash it?
Yeah, 100%.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what? Context clues.
There
you
go.
I like
that. I mean,
yeah.
Context clues. Yeah,
I think it's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay.
But you got to look inside. That you got to kind of follow the money there.
So Eric describes it way better than I
had a smash burger. You mean where you go and the place is called smash burger?
No.
Well,
no,
that's
no.
a place, that's a but it's a style of burger.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So a couple of pop-ups just in time for National Cheeseburger Day, which is Saturday. So our friend of the site, friend of the show, Bun B.
Trilberg.
Having the best year ever. He's having a Trill Burger pop-up on Saturday at 8th Wonder. And then this huge Houston influencer called Houston Eats, he's having a burger pop-up called Burger Bodega. That's happening Sunday at East End Backyard. So if you're into the smash burger scene, that you got to check that out this weekend.
Sweet. There it is. That's Stevie D. It's Culture Map. Check it all out. Right there, Culture Map. Get to find everything entertaining to do in the city of Houston at CultureMap.com.
Bun is having a great year, by the way.
Yeah.
The best year ever. Did you hear about his rodeo news? He's taking over the rodeo?
Yeah, he's going to be running the rodeo, too, basically. I don't know about running a rodeo. What's he doing exactly with the rodeo?
So he's going to do an H-Town takeover where he's the headliner and he decides the talent for the show.
Oh, wow.
He's the first black male from Houston to ever headline the rodeo. He's making history.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bun is having a monster.
No, he's having the best year ever.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah. One of his best years ever. He's doing so much. He just came off of a little thing where he had on Rock the Bells Radio on XM. He had his own show he had a good run. I think it's over now. But
oh, he's still doing it, I think.
Oh, is it still doing that, too?
Yeah, Wednesdays, yeah.
Trill Burgers, he's gonna have
busy.
A brick and mortar.
He's
busy. Bun is... really staying busy.
Man, it sounds like I'm tired just listening
tired
to how much
listening?
Bun's doing.
Yeah. Did you hear golf or poker in either one of
None
those
of
things
that.
For Bun?
None
exactly.
Why would I do that?
Do I have a second of self-gloss?
Yeah, what? Go ahead.
All right, so really soon, in the next few minutes, we're going to publish on Culture Map. We did an exclusive interview with Alex Bregman. He's got a new documentary called No Sunshine, Reset, Rebuild, Rise. He takes you into the rehab process. It's not, almost like Hard Knocks. And we talked about this. MLB doesn't normally show their scars, but... he really goes into that. So.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
And you're dropping that here in a second.
Dropping it here very, very soon. And we really appreciate Alex giving the exclusive interview on that.
That's cool. CultureMap.com. Find out about that, about the Alex Bregman documentary. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we got some stats that you might need this upcoming week in the NFL. But right now, Lance has a way for you to get some simple seats.
Well, SimpleSeats.com is, once again, context clues. SimpleSeats.com is where you need to go. And I'll tell you this. I was so impressed with Michael, who's the owner. He used to work for the Astros. He's on the business side. Very sharp guy. Went to Harvard. And he just saw that from a seat standpoint, the way that tickets were being done, he decided there was a better way to do it. And so what he did was started his own company right here in Houston. It's a Texas-based, Houston-based company called SimpleSeats.com. And you get great prices, no fees ever, SimpleSeats.com. They've got Texans, they've got Astros, they got the Cougs, Longhorns, Aggies, Dynamo. And this is an opportunity for you to find seats that have no fees. Once again, no fees. The other guys are out there adding 20 to 30% fees on your tickets. And if any of you have bought tickets just like I have from those apps, you always get to the end and you see that additional service and handling fee or the convenience fee, and it's a killer. Not with Simple Seats. You'll find the best prices, and you can even go through zones or you can go exact tickets. And there's different ways that you can get your tickets, but I can promise you it's always going to be the lowest prices. SimpleSeats.com. This is the new site that you need to be going to for your local tickets. SimpleSeats.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Fun Sports.
Time to talk about mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. They're my peeps over there. I love them. I've been on them a few times this morning when Pat Forty was talking to us. Had to get in on that and jump on Alabama. You should jump on them too, or maybe not. Maybe you like Florida. Go ahead. If you want to do that, that's silly, but go ahead. So here's the deal: is I love my bookie because I get a bunch of free plays because I deposited once this thing came out. It doesn't matter if you're on my bookie now, never been on my bookie, been on my bookie before and quit, whatever the case may be. You deposit up to $1,000 and they'll match that, so you get a bunch of free play, and that is awesome. You don't get that with any other bookie anywhere, anytime. Never seen it before, so you get a bunch of free play with my bookie. They're taking you take advantage of it, and you win. You get paid. They are awesome in that way, and it's easy to extract your money once you want it. So if you're looking for a great place to play this football season, mybookie.ag, promo code bet975.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, so the 33rd team, really cool website. Then they send emails. We just had Mike Tannenbaum on yesterday, and he writes for them. And they have something called the Discipline Index, Lance. The Discipline...
I thought you were going to do the Aikman Report. They also have something called the Aikman Report.
Yeah, the Aikman Report, but the Discipline Index is very interesting as well.
Okay.
The 33rd team's Discipline Index combines the number of penalties, penalty yardage, and turnovers on a per-game basis in order to show which teams are able to play the most mistake-free football. And we don't look at that nearly as much as we just look at turnovers, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else? What are other indicators of winning? I don't think time of possession is a great one. Third down conversions.
No, NFL people look at, obviously, they look at points per play. I mean, that's actual points.
Yeah. I think they look at third down conversions as well.
Red zone efficiency.
Red zone efficiency and turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
And turnovers.
Yep.
Penalty yardages and penalties don't really play into it, but they're pretty damn big.
It can be huge. It doesn't necessarily have to have an impact on you winning,
right?
But it can have a huge impact on you losing.
Well, take a look at this from week one. The top teams, the best team as far as the Discipline Index last week was Cincinnati, won their football game. Second best team was Indianapolis, lost their football game. After that, it was the Rams, the Steelers, the Chiefs, the Saints, the Texans, and the Dolphins. Seven of the top eight Discipline Index teams won their football game.
And what is the Discipline Index?
Penalties, penalty yardage, and turnovers. Means you're playing mistake-free football.
Yeah, kind of like a hustle board.
Yeah.
Like an
NBA, right.
Amalgamation of different statistics into one.
Yeah.
Huh. Penalties, penalty yards, because they are two different things, or it can be, and turnovers.
Right.
Okay. So you're basically taking penalties and turnovers.
Penalties.
That's good.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. It is interesting. You've never seen it from that perspective before, and seven of the eight top teams won their football games, and the Texans were one of them. And that was a bit surprising for me, is how clean the Texans played. Especially when you've got a 50% turnover, whatever they're
the turnover is going to be
turnover.
Major in that index, though. Like, turnover is going to be a major.
And the Texans
factor.
Dominated the turnover game.
Well, the Aikman ratings are also out, John.
Yeah.
And the Aikman ratings are exclusively on 33rd team as well. Troy Aikman's offensive and defensive personal rankings. Now, obviously, as the year goes on, when there's more data populating, it'll become a better ranking, I would assume. Guess where your Houston Texans are?
Our Texans are sixth.
Third on offense.
Oh, yeah, third on offense, but sixth overall.
Yeah, because in defense, they're number 15.
Right.
So the Eagles are number one on offense in the Aikman efficiency rating. Then the Saints are right there next to them. Then the Texans, Cardinals, they're tied. And then Lions and 49ers. See, that's why I don't put – right now, I find it a little curious since the Lions scored two touchdowns in about a minute 45. I'm not sure that they're my offensive of efficiency. They had 17 points through the first 58 minutes of that game. So I'm not 100% sure that I'm all in on the Aikman –
well,
offensive ratings just yet.
Yeah, obviously. But they did put up the numbers and, you know, whatever. They covered. So they should be middle of the pack. They
Who
covered.
Was worse, Green Bay or the Giants?
Oh, Green
offensively.
Bay.
Offensively. Yeah, no one was worse than Green
no,
Bay.
No, Green Bay was the worst offensive team that we've – that was awful. That was pitiful. The Falcons were horrible defensively. And their second, Green Bay was the worst team in the is the worst team in the league in the Aikman efficiency rankings. Falcons are second worst. The Giants, the Titans, all the teams that lost, the Colts, the Jags, the Bears, the Patriots, Buccaneers came in 24th. That's the worst. That's kind of funny because it seemed like, and they played a good football team in the Cowboys. They have the Aikman has the Cowboys ranked ahead of the Bucs, even though. The Bucks won, he's got Dallas at ninth overall in the league in efficiency rating, and he's got the Patriots who won the game 25th. Doesn't make much sense, but okay, all right. It's 1 week. The Texans are sixth in the league. Do you think the Texans will finish higher or lower in the Aikman efficiency rankings?
Uh-huh.
At the end of the season.
Right now. Higher or lower than what?
Higher or lower than sixth?
I'm going to say lower.
You think
the offensive.
From here.
Who ends up lower, the Texans or the Green Bay Packers? Since
Packers are last.
Apparently everyone has decided Aaron Rodgers is done.
Well, everybody's worried because he looks like Nicolas Cage now.
Yeah, I just think that my guess is that Aaron Rodgers is going to end up with like 33 touchdowns. 5 interceptions, 4,400 yards, maybe 4,500 yards. I think he'll be the same thing as it always is. He just had a bad game.
Yeah. Well, it was a really, yeah, it
Remember
was horrific.
Tom Brady had a really bad game against
Kansas City?
Was it Tom Brady had? No, it was Aaron Rodgers had a bad one against Tampa Bay.
You remember
both games.
Week 3 or 4, Tom Brady had a horrible game against Alex Smith's Kansas City team. And he and everybody was like, oh, they're done. Yeah, Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's back when he was super young at like age 37.
Right.
38.
No, but that
was...
You know,
Justin Verlander's age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it piss you off that if Justin Verlander would have just stopped trying to make Chandler Rome not look like he was right when Chandler Rome immediately came out and said, Justin Verlander's going to have Tommy John surgery. No! No, and the Astros like, whoa, Chandler, where are you getting that slop from?
We're getting a second opinion.
Do your job.
We're getting a third opinion. We're getting a fourth opinion. We'll get a fifth opinion before we actually do Tommy John.
And
well,
then they did surgery
and guess
like.
What? And if he'd have done it right away when Chandler Rome told him to, he'd be back.
Yeah. Oh, no. He'd be coming back any day now.
Yeah.
Should we call him Dr. Chandler Rome now?
Yeah. Dr. Rome. Dr. Rome. Paging Dr. Rome.
When did he have, right. So when did that, so he had surgery. Oh, my God, that's right. When did he get hurt? It was July when the season first started, the first game back. When did baseball come back from? Do you happen to remember the date?
No, but from that's easy to find out.
It was July.
That's easy to find out.
Right?
Okay.
Like mid-July. Do you know when he had surgery?
October.
October 1st. Wasted all that time, which in turn killed off a second season.
Yeah.
killed off a second season.
Well, they were trying to get him back, but I could see it, I guess. But no, they couldn't. All right, last question from 33rd Team. Which surprise week one winner is for real?
Which surprise week one winner? Hold on. It's not the Texans. So let me see. So well, underdog.
Oh, really? Okay, whatever.
It's definitely not the Texans.
Okay, so that's
okay, is Texans their answer?
The Texans is not anybody's answer.
I didn't think so. I would say, looking at this list, surprise winner, not going to be the Panthers.
Okay,
you know what? I'm going to guess that they say the Eagles.
No, but I think that's a pretty good guess. Now, I think the Eagles will be one of the favorites in their division.
Do they say the Chargers or the Broncos?
Neither of those.
Who did they have?
Well, one guy had the Chargers.
Okay.
But for the most part, everybody had the Cardinals.
Oh, I guess they were a surprise winner. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
They were an underdog.
5.5-point dog.
One, Joe Banner had the Seahawks as his.
They were a favorite on the road at Indy, but okay.
Yeah, I guess that.
They're a favorite traveling across country and Indianapolis with Quentin Nelson and Carson Wentz both playing.
Across half the country, but yeah. Yeah, I think the Cardinals now, you know, Cliff has got to sustain it. This is the problem with Cliff. What were they, 6-2? Weren't they 6-2 last year?
To start? Yeah, they started off great. Kyler started off great, and then it went downhill.
Then it went downhill.
I'm curious about the Eagles. Now, I think the Falcons may be really terrible. They got a chance to be really terrible. They had a good opening drive that ended up in a field goal. Then the Eagles went down and scored a touchdown, and the Falcons came back, got another field goal. And that was it. And the Falcons were done. I think the Falcons are going to be really bad, but the Eagles got after the quarterback with four. They ran the ball with Miles Sanders. You had Jalen Hurts looked really good. Devontae Smith looks like he'll be an immediate factor. I kind of wonder if Philadelphia in that division where Lyle Collins is going to miss five games, you've got Washington now without a quarterback. Like, Philadelphia could end up being a surprise team that's for real in that division.
I still like Washington. I still like Washington in that division.
Do you?
Yep.
Even without?
Yeah. I'm
Fitzpatrick? With Heinicke?
I'm going Old Dominion.
With Cam
I'm
Cam
going
Newton?
Old Dominion.
With Cam Newton?
Nope. With Taylor Heinicke. Going Old Dominion.
Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah.
Second rounder?
Yeah.
Make that move, guys. You guys know you need Tyrod Taylor for a second.
Breaking it here. A lot of weird news coming your way. Including an Italian who thinks he's a hobbit.
Oh.
Yeah. Not me. It's not me.
Oh, okay.
I got to talk right now about not being at your best, okay? In the boudoir, maybe you're not feeling it. You're not feeling great. You're not feeling as amorous as you used to. There's a solution, guys. Keep that romance alive at GetRoman.com/John. You get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for your ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home without all of the embarrassment that you're going to the doctor, sitting in the doc, taking a day off, sitting in the doctor's office, having to go talk to the doctor, getting everything inspected or whatever, and then having to go to the pharmacy and getting that as well. If the U.S. health licensed healthcare professional at GetRoman.com/John feels that medication is appropriate, ships to you free with two-day shipping. It's all discreet and straightforward. GetRoman.com/John. Go to GetRoman.com/John. Get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now. Save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Hey, guys, so my good friends over at SiteJab, Hector Garcia and his crew, they've been working here in Houston. They've been a Houston-based company for over two decades, and I always want to promote Houstonians who are doing great things business-wise. I think they're someone you should use when it comes to building your website, because it's more than just custom designing and custom building a website. It's much more than that. What SiteJab also has available for you is management of your social media and helping you manage your social media account. It's creating a logo for you. It is doing videos, branding your company through video or just branding recognition. It's an entire suite of products to help you really get the most out of your brand and out of your name and let people know on your website what it is that you do, what your work looks like, and what your portfolio is. If you are looking to add e-commerce, they can add e-commerce to the site as well. And remember, they can build it from the ground floor up at a very reasonable price. Highly recommend the company who does the best with the analytics and learning to convert eyes into business leads. It's my good friends over at SiteJab, SiteJab.com.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So here is this guy. What does this guy look like to you?
He looks like one of your people from The Hobbit.
He looks like a hobbit. Yeah. Elijah Wood, among other stars, laud project of Nicholas Gentile to transform land into personal shire. An Italian is creating a fictional Middle Earth in Italy. I like it. At some place, now I got a place where maybe I can go retire.
Yeah.
Right?
And you're Italian.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, you going to wear one of those sweet vests like he's wearing?
Yeah, I would do that.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
That's your choice.
Yes, I would.
Your body, your choice.
Got to grow some hair on my feet.
Well, there you go. You're Italian.
Maybe I can glue
assuming.
Some on. I understand. Gluing your hair is also is a good thing.
I've read a lot of that.
Get you a big GoFundMe.
See if Doc Linville can put hair on my feet. Yeah, move it there. a Virginia teacher says it's white supremacy to ask kids to sit still.
Okay.
Okay.
I am okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any more in that one? Is there anything else you want to add to that one? I'm curious what her rationale would be.
He feels like I don't know, a certain way and follow directions. He says the three-tiered model encourages students to learn appropriate behavior, eliminate the risk of unwanted behavior, among other things. Thompson argues directing students to behave in a certain way and follow directions is the definition of white supremacy, for which he's facing backlash. Speaking of which, Lance, apparently there is a couple of women are in some trouble. Two women were arrested for cursing and yelling at kids on a JetBlue flight. Were your kids ever on a JetBlue flight?
No.
How would you feel about strangers yelling at your kids on a flight?
Did they deserve it?
Did they just? What were they doing?
I mean,
what were snacks and
this
body
is my
doing?
Wife. My wife is probably a better mom. Like we came up different. Like we were raised differently. Her first thing is, no, you do not talk that way to my kids. And here's how I say it: what did y'all do? Because you're not getting yelled at from strangers if you didn't do something terrible, right?
Well, apparently though. They were spewing vulgarities at a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old who were kicking their seats.
Yeah, I mean, you probably don't need to yell vulgarities, especially at the 2. The seat kicking is an issue.
Arrested?
That's why you do. They get arrested?
They got arrested.
Yeah. Well, don't MF a 4-year-old.
Yeah. Well, I don't. But what did the 4-year-old do? That's my question. 40% of people would have sex with a robot, a study claims. If you weren't married, Lance, would you have sex with a robot?
Who is the robot? Is it somebody from?
Westworld?
Westworld, yeah.
Yeah, one of those.
Maeve, yeah. I mean, yeah.
The other 60% were lying.
Yeah, that was
for sure. That yeah.
Thandie Newton robot. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it is. And we. Most of those robots actually.
Yeah.
They had hot robots.
There were hot. There were some hot robots in that show.
There's some hot robots.
If they look like that, then you know what
I mean. I'm not going to say no right now automatically.
A Kentucky man accused of firing shots out of a hotel window says he was shooting at aliens. Do you think that
let him go.
If he's killing aliens, do you think he should be let go?
Yeah, if he wasn't shooting at people or he was shooting at aliens, if that's really true, of course.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot of Chicago wants to sue Chicago gangs. And seize their assets. Do you think?
I mean, hey, nothing else is working. Nothing else is working. How about a lawsuit? Maybe get Slippin' Jimmy on the case? Get Jimmy McGill, a.k.a. Saul Goodman? Although he's usually not going to be on that side of it. Yeah, seizing assets and suing the gang members? That's a new thing.
She says that she introduced on Tuesday an ordinance that will allow the city to sue gangs for the damage they inflict and seize their assets, including cars, jewelry, and money, and it'll eliminate their profit motive. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think that's weird.
No.
Some job news here. A guy who escaped prison 30 years ago has turned himself in because he can't find a job because of COVID. He says it'll be easier to live in prison.
Hold on. He escaped 30 years ago?
30 years ago. He's
and
been
so
on the land.
He's coming back for 30? And
yeah.
What if they go, it's just too crowded?
Yeah. Listen. Listen, you had to hide from us for 30 years.
Yeah,
you're good.
Just, no, listen.
No, but I can't find a job. I want to go back.
You did a great job. I mean, you got us. You won.
Yeah.
We're not letting you go.
Companies so desperate to fill jobs, they're getting rid of drug tests. I think that's a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's another company that is encouraging vaccine by giving away weed. Would you get your vaccine if you could get some weed out of it?
I already got it. You didn't have to give
your
me
weed?
Anything.
You already got your weed?
You just had to give me vaccine. And
wait,
early...
you already got your weed or you got your vaccine
the vaccine.
Already?
Oh. I didn't need a...
Oh.
I didn't need your skunk weed.
Charlie's here.
My wife just texted, what is this segment? I see you've never listened at about 9:50.
No, apparently she's never been in the car at 9:45. Charlie, Urquidy... Is he your fourth starter come playoff time?
At Greinke's expense. You know, Fromber's been a little dicey lately. I don't know if Garcia's hitting a little bit of a wall, but I think they're all ahead of Greinke, and I presume we're just leaving Odorizzi completely off the table.
Yeah, no, yeah. Odorizzi.
He's done.
Yeah.
You know, I know it was only the Texas Rangers, but Urquidy stretched it out to six innings and was great, and if it's only the Texas Rangers, what's Zach Greinke's excuse?
Yeah.
We
kind of thought that was like a simulated game. Right? And Urquidy looked good in a simulated game. You look at the numbers, six innings and six strikeouts. Okay.
So we all agree, but will Dusty be beholden to the veteran? Or might he get orders from high? No, you're not starting Greinke.
It depends on these last few starts for Greinke. I mean, he's got to be better. Yeah, I mean, he just came off COVID, right? So you got to give him a break. But yeah, I could see he and Odorizzi both being out of that rotation. Charlie's next. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great. We'll be at Battleground tomorrow. Battleground tomorrow. Lance, Deer Park. So you're going to have to get up a little bit early.
Ooh, I can't make that. I'll be here. Oh, that's going to be. There's no way I even find it.
Voted Red Rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.